The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Wacko Wednesday edition. Buddy, sometimes it feels crazy, this job we do, but all things considered, I like my job.
I'm a bit of a workaholic. Yeah.
I mean, we're not exactly doing laborious work, although, you know, the hours occasionally long. I'm not digging ditches over here. This isn't real work. I got no calluses on my hands. They're soft as a baby's bottom.
I've destroyed several of my fingers before.
Well, you do actual work. I do less so.
I've sheared the flesh off my hands before.
You've done soldering.
Yeah. Having had no experience doing so, but I knew the idea of how to do it, and I got it done.
And with those big, meaty hands, who would not be more equipped for soldering than you, big guy?
These are delicate hams for hands.
Now, I got to start. Normally, you know, Crudy's got a couple of stories. I'm sure I've got one here as well. But I've got to ask you, you know, America runs on bad jobs. And basically, we're talking about the service professionals. And they were the frontline workers during the pandemic. And a lot of them got fired. They were the first ones fired, right? The economy shut down. They fired people. And right now, you know, I relished my opportunity to come and do a radio show because this was my only outlet. This was my social contact, my little bubble with you, Fancy Brian, and of course, all the fair callers, hoping I don't catch COVID for many of you people. But, you know, now I'm vaccinated. I'm moving back out into society. And I like my job, so I got no qualms. I love doing this job. Love talking to you people most of the time. Most of you people. But I've had some bad jobs in Fancy Brian. I want to know, what is the worst bad job you ever had?
Wow.
I suspect you've had bad ones.
No, right? I'm going through an index of several of them. It depends on what you consider bad.
What do you consider bad?
Well, I mean, it's because
bad pay, $3.35 an hour. When I started working, the wage was $3.35 an hour.
I got $2 an hour to be a sacristan for...
A what?
Sacristan for the church. I set up all the host and communion and stuff like that. I made sure that the church was
entertained the priest,
up.
Did you?
Basically, yes. I actually had to run the sound system. That was the first sound system I ran, was a church sound system. I played the for the 7 o'clock mass. They didn't have a live band, which every other mass did. I had to play the tape of the greatest hits
of Godspell. Did you hum along sort of church... karaoke kind of stuff?
Oh, I knew them all. I was in the back snacking on Unblessed Host. It was fine.
Body of Christ.
Not even. I didn't even say that. I just was like, I'm hungry and I can't get over to the donuts in time for the next mass. So, because they had donuts in the.
So $2 a mass.
$2 an hour. Basically, yeah, $2 a mass. It was, you know, I put in my time there. But that was the lowest I got paid.
That doesn't seem like work. I mean, they didn't give you a W-9 or a W-2, did they?
All right. How about working in the chicken room? What is a chicken room, you say? It was a Roundy's subsidiary in Chicago, a new grouping, and then I ended up, I needed a job. It was basically I had...
Man's got to work.
Well, I had gotten a really good gig that paid for me to stay home with Darby when she was first born.
An acting gig?
Yeah, really good acting gig. And then there were a couple that I really near misses. Chicago Fire could have me as a regular. But anyway, moving on, I couldn't hit on anything, so I ended up having to get a real job, and I had to get the first thing available. A couple of my buddies had, you know, hey, pick up some hours over here. Okay, great. Because I had food service, you know, experience, they put me in the back in the food service area.
The chicken room.
The chicken room, where I'm prepping fried chicken and all the chicken that you see in the hot bar at your local Roundy's Pick and Save, whatever it were. So I ran the rotisserie. I did that. I prepped all the deli sandwiches. They had a pizza oven.
So you do have experience with solder guns.
Yeah. Basically, pretty much. I loaded up all the skewers. I was the one who got the chicken. And I'm in this back room covered in like head to toe like
chicken grease.
I would have been fine with you got layers of your own clothes, and then there's like the apron, and then an apron on top of that, and then a chef's coat, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Not just because of that, because I have to do it in the cold, and I'm prepping them in the cold, and I'm alone, so at least I had the alone part. The good part about that was, is that while I was washing dishes and or cleaning chicken, I was listening to my headphones, right? And I heard a voiceover that I did come over on the radio station
or something,
and whatever I was listening to, it was some streaming service, but a spot that I did started airing, and I didn't know it was airing, and I heard it, and I was like, that's my ticket out of the chicken room, hooray. But yeah, I got to work with chicken guts all day, and I still, by the way, I still eat there, because I know, I've seen how it's made, and I still eat there. It's fine.
Worst bad job you've had, chicken room guy?
I don't know. I've worked for people who didn't know how to be a human being before.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm looking at you because we're talking. But out in L.A., I worked for a guy who just didn't really grow up around any other human beings, and so never learned that he shouldn't basically take his ball and go home in the middle of a game and things like that. And he was relying on me to run his bar for him and wouldn't trust anything I said because he was a paranoid kind of guy. Anyway, it was the mind screw upon mind screw. And plus, I'm also out in L.A. in a place I'm not familiar with and not excited about. So, again, it all depends on the circumstances. I've had a sales job where they told me that the number one priority to sell was a wine we hadn't had in 6 months and weren't planning on getting in forever again. But the new CEO came in and said, we're going to prioritize this. Nothing says, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, then number one priority, this thing we've never had.
Something off the menu.
Yeah.
And menu item.
Exactly. But that was the last day I worked there because I pointed it out and he said, come see me in my office afterwards.
I had a couple of bad jobs in my life. I'd love to hear from the audience as well. I suspect some of you have had or will soon be departing a bad job. Let us know about it. 844-967-2789. I'm sure I've told this story once or twice on the radio, probably. Worst job I ever had, making $3.35 an hour. And I had worked at the high school filling in for the school secretary for the vast part of the summer. And it wasn't a bad job. You answer the phone, you get the mail, you know.
It's a lot easier than the work study I did.
Yeah, it was a summer job, and I'm making $3.35 an hour, and I think it was perhaps federally subsidized. I was Little Orphan Crudy at that time, so as a ward of the state of Wisconsin, I was probably eligible for, you know, a high school equivalent of a federal work study job. So I'm working at the high school office, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the school year starting, and August rolls around, and apparently that's when the the normal worker gets back into the swing of things, comes back in August. So I was expendable, let's just say. So they moved me on down the road to work for the public works department. And I thought it was bad in that I was a lazy teenager. When we were like repairing roads, like shoveling hot asphalt and fixing potholes.
Doesn't seem like fun.
That did not seem like fun. And let me assure you, for my lazy ass, it was not a great fit. You know, no calluses, as I've mentioned. Still don't have any. But then they gave me one job farther down the ladder, working in a greenhouse at the sewage plant where they dried out the excrement on like big beds of sand.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And sometimes it was dry and sometimes it was moist. But it was entirely populated with horse flies.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that just a feast for everything there.
So I got to think, probably working at something approaching 120 degrees.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Got shorts on, dripping sweat. Horse flies just biting huge welts on me. You can't. Once they're on you, at that point, you're just paranoid. The whole day, I'm spent all day like hiding from the horse flies that would take a pound of flesh per bite. And, lunch came and Crudy went home for lunch. And let's just say Crudy didn't come back that afternoon. Keep the paycheck. I don't want it. Take that job and shove it. I didn't want that job. That was a bad job. I can't imagine any human being what you would have to pay them. And there's dignity in any job well done. I mean, you can do any job with integrity and dignity. You can work hard. I'm not belittling anybody's efforts out there in the world. But if you work in the sewage plant, in the greenhouse, getting bit up by the flies, I would suggest your labor might be more valuable than $3.35 an hour.
Yeah, I'd have to say that.
Even at 14, I knew I was getting elevator. Crudy's getting the shaft.
Well, yeah, like I said, I did a work study. I was a janitor for a long time at the high school that I was going to.
Did you get the buffer thing?
Oh, yeah. I got to do that. I worked for Brother Bob. They call him
Brother Bob.
Yeah, Super Mario. He literally looked, it was right about the time that Mario Brothers came out, and he wore overalls all the time. He was a shorter guy. He barely spoke very much, and he had a really thick mustache, really looked like Mario a lot, and walked around talking. And he said, and he raised his hand like this to go and talk, so he really looked like Mario.
Like Aaron Rodgers does after an occasional touchdown, yeah, Super Mario Brothers style.
One day he was trying to clean the furnace and accidentally spilled a bunch of chemicals in there and had to evacuate the entire building. But he came out of there going, "What? What's going on? What did everybody say?" But yeah, I got to learn how to, you know, that was the interesting thing about that is the social dynamic of it, because you see the kids that are out there on the fields practicing their summer sports and everything, but you're in there working on janitorial stuff. Or let's say I just finished the football practice and they're all going to hang out and I got to go and do some janitorial stuff. You're learning right away where you fit in the class structure of the world based on that. It's pretty darn awesome.
Apparently, you and I are the only two humans listening to the sound of my voice right now that have ever had a bad job. The rest of the audience, they're all more than satisfied with their fine and good jobs. Never had a bad job. Have you, audience? 844-967-2789. I can't believe we don't have anyone that's ever had a bad job. Just you and I, we've had all the bad jobs.
So even like, you know, you think, oh, he's an actor. He's got to have, you know, when you're acting, you got to love those
jobs. Yeah,
what's
the worst acting job you ever had?
I got my buddy Adam. He's a nice kid, really nice guy. He tried to do this parody show where I'm playing some giant guy in Lederhosen and whatever. They made felt shorts for
similar to how you're dressed now.
Yeah, they didn't have Lederhosen in my size, so they only had to shoot me from the side because one side of the pants were split open and held together in one. So on top of that, I was also had to work in the bar at the time, and a lot of times they would schedule their shoots for when the place was available, when their location was available. So like
4 in the morning,
6, 7 in the morning, you know, right after I finish my shift. And I didn't drink that night. I'm a professional. I'm not that much of a jerk. But I showed up there and I'm in this, it's some water treatment plant, like you were saying. And I'm sitting there. I'm actually taking a nap underneath a whole bunch of steam pipes in this thing that nobody has been in at least 20 years just to go and get this scene shot. And I'm not even sure I even got paid or fed. But again, I'm doing this favor for a buddy of mine.
So similar to the work you do for me here at Devil Radio.
Very similar.
844-967-2789. I'll tell you about one other quick job, and then we'll get to a few of the callers. I think a few of you have had bad jobs. But I worked at a manufacturing plant in college, a sheet metal press plant, and I had not worked in manufacturing, and I'm a little I don't know what the term is, claustrophobic. Like, if you hold me down, it freaks me out. I cannot be held down. Don't like being tied up. You know, no kinkiness for Crudy. Just don't like that. So handcuffs, all that kind of stuff bothers me, especially, you know, when I'm the defendant. But anyways, I worked at this place called Northern Engraving, or Northern Enslaving, as we'd like to call it. And you had to wear like handcuffs at the machine, so you could not stick your hand in and have this big, massive press crush your hand. Well, I understood the notion that, you know, limits your range of motion. But effectively, I had this job where I was handcuffed to a machine, and I'm a little claustrophobic in the first place. So my anxiety level would rise and rise. And it'd be like a 4-hour shift, and occasionally they'd ask, who wants to work overtime? And once I signed up for an 8-hour shift, I spent a couple weeks in jail that seemed less time than that one 8-hour shift. Come back, your bad jobs, right here on the Devil's Advocates.
Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.